Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you ever so much for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Nika Howard.
Hello. It is the second episode, which means some of us have been drinking.
And Mike Bachman.
I figured it out. If he calls you first in one episode, you're last in the next episode.
Sometimes that's how it works.
Do you do that on purpose, Michael?
Sometimes. I do try to mix it up.
Do you, like, when you're, like, in the shower, like, thinking of ways to torture us, you're like, all right,
Michael,
I got it this time.
Can I follow up with that one? How much do you think about us in the shower?
And who do you think of the most? Actually, don't answer that one.
I don't take showers ever.
Oh,
that's true.
Wow.
You're
wild card
that
answer.
You've heard of dry shampoo. What about dry
soap?
Dry cleaning in general.
Soap is dry.
It's called baby powder.
Soap is dry.
And you just smear the, like, you know, the waxy stuff on your skin. Did you guys shower? You guys ever try showering in the dark? I love it.
I love it.
It is pretty nice.
With a beer?
It's a good sensory thing.
Oh, yeah.
I lived by myself and would get drunk in the shower, it was so hot, like, pass out.
I'm really glad that you didn't die when you lived by yourself.
I love to die.
Because now you got me to, like, check on you and you're like, take me out of the shower.
Would.
I wish I died in the shower.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Especially now that we can see the street.
Yeah.
I was so sure that I was going to say that and everybody was going to be like, no, I never tried that.
No.
That's weird. But I'm very excited by this.
Y'all ever poop standing up?
Because Carrie always comes in. She's like, why the hell are the lights off? She turns them on and I'm like, no!
Do you just recoil into the back of the shower and, like,
I am a cave person.
You've been in there for like 40 minutes.
Oh, man. And if it gets real dark, you can think about all the spiders you can't see in there.
Oh, damn, like that. So
true. Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, because there's always like a spider or two in your shower.
Yeah, there's
right?
always spiders in the shower.
And then if the lights are off, you don't know where they are. And it's like a fun game of hide and seek.
True.
Have you heard the thing? If you go out at night and you see the little dots out in your yard, the reflection, that's spiders in the grass, a light reflecting off their eyes.
What?
I don't know what you're saying.
We don't have yards.
I'm saying, but I'm terrified.
If you go outside, yeah.
I don't do that either.
We don't go outside.
If you see grass.
Thank you for joining us on our 5th edition actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast. This is a kind of a special episode because we're doing the magic of Dungeons and Dragons. And, like, you don't ever know where it's going to take you. So, like, who knows what's going to happen in this emergent gameplay.
And now, Michael, I'm really curious. You didn't expect us to go follow the one lead you gave us.
Is it just because of the way that we are and then the way that we've conducted ourselves throughout these 285 episodes so far?
Don't blame us for this.
I'm just saying, you never... I mean, it's an improvised comedy storytelling podcast, if you think about it, where we just make things up.
What are you about to do to us?
And we live in this fantasy world where anything is possible.
I have an idea. All right, shut up. I have an idea.
Yeah.
Tim's the DM. No.
Okay, how about this, Michael? What was the most popular episode? Okay, it's Okay, Bye. And there's several others, but Okay, Bye is the stereotypical easy ones. But this? Let's recreate it. Let's polymorph ourselves into, I don't know, let's say orcs. And then
are we doing a clip show?
And then we join a queue, let's say.
Okay,
into the city, right? And then we meet another orc in the queue, and this orc talks to us, right?
Yeah.
And then we have to, like, talk our way through that.
Tim, I feel like you're just having us rehash things.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, I want to see what Michael's got going for us here.
Okay, that's fine.
That reminds me of that time when we were on that faraway island. We had shipwrecked, and we had fought that beholder. And a old decrepit racist monkey helped us out. That was fun.
That was the best day of my life.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Anyway, so we are about to teleport to Grohl, the city in the Shadowfell, trying to search down.
How are you gonna do that?
Joe Sale Long Shadow.
All right, roll a d20. Let's find out what happened last week.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I was kind of excited for a clip show, honestly.
We're just like mentioning things we've done.
I remember that time when Jennifer rolled really well for the thing and then she had to do the recap? That was funny.
Not today, motherfucker. I rolled a 5.
You think that's bad?
13.
Bachman, you go first.
15?
17.
Just making it up as he goes.
No, it's you want to see it?
Own dice, even though the hands die hard keeps sending them to him.
He's never touched a die.
He's like, see those?
What is that?
That's a coin.
That's a coin.
I was like, what am I looking at here?
So he flipped a coin and got a 17.
The coin's heads I tell the truth and tails I lie.
Wait, that is a 15.
Yeah, it is. And then also
the diamond and nickel.
That's a oh shit, it says 12.
No, that's a 15.
It doesn't show backwards for you guys?
No.
No.
It's also still backwards. S1, a 5 doesn't
that's
look
a
like a 51. 2.
Yes, it does.
That's a bad 2.
No, it doesn't.
2.
A 5 absolutely looks like a 2 backwards.
A backwards 5 looks like an S. Oh, you rolled an SL. Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nika Howard, what happened last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast?
So last week on the Drunks and Dragons episode 285, we were in a room with our past characters and we delivered Tom back to Asha Yara Dane. Eckhart says several things are out of play or were out of place during the feast with Paylor, and our characters know that Adira has betrayed Melora. There was a city of brass, which was an orb location. After we gave Eckhart the orb, he said that that's what it was. And then metal soldiers. Eckhart was in Elysium trying to find Adira, but Paylor sent him away. And then the last we heard, Bigby was missing about 10 years ago, but appeared back about 5 years ago after the demon apocalypse. Eckhart is part of the Circle of Seven and also has an obsession with balance, which may or may not be a goof by Michael. Adira has ties to the Nine Hells, constant war between demons and devils. Orcus had gained too much power and was taken out, but is not dead yet, and brought more imbalance. Adira may be working with Asmodeus, who we found was a lawful evil ruler of the devils of hell in the lowest layer of the Nine Hells. And a woman walks into the room, and it's Roz.
That's right. That's where we ended it. Yeah.
And that's where we ended the episode.
So what do you guys do? Roz just walked in.
We stab her.
You ended on a cliffhanger. What does Roz do?
Yeah.
You were high. Don't get high before episodes.
She was looking. We were looking for a thief or a sneaky person.
Did someone say they needed a spy? I am Roz.
and I am very sneaky.
Hi, very sneaky.
I give her a hug. Hey, Roz, we wanted to... This is Lonnie and Scud.
If you're very sneaky, I go very fast. Maybe together we could be fast and sneaky, just like a fart that comes right out your butt whenever you're not really waiting or expecting it, but it just slips right
Lonnie,
out.
We're in a throne room.
I'm sorry. Maybe it's like a toot.
It is not often that the first thing someone says to you is about the fart.
Thank
oh, shit.
But I appreciate it. It is nice to meet you. And my grace... And she kneels before Aludra, and she says, I took care of that thing that you sent me to take care of. A wink.
I knew you had it in you. So proud of you. Let's not let's just keep that between me and you.
But,
I mean...
Jill, like, looks at Aludra.
What? And me and you, like... You know,
Toby looks at Aludra. Hey.
Toby, I'm sorry. So, Roz, we've got ourselves a bit of a situation right here. We need someone to go take a scroll of... Tim's nodding. He's shaking his head.
I mean, we need someone to go try to find Adira Harper.
Well, that's what I'm saying, to take the scroll to try to find
Well, her. We could just hire wizards to do it as well. It's...
Whatever way you think makes the most sense. Use a scroll, use some...
We were going to keep the scrolls for ourselves.
Okay.
And then send wizards out to...
Okay.
Or whoever can cast
sure,
detect...
Whatever you creature. Need, Toby. Whatever you need, I want
to... Okay, creature is the spell.
Yeah.
I don't know how to cast it, but maybe I'll learn.
Yeah, so if you could, you know, get some crew together and see if you can go out there and find where Adira is.
And Roz, you're very capable, so if you know how to do this better than sending two wizards with teleport and locate creature, I respect you.
Locate creature, that is, what is it, about 1,000 feet?
It's 1,000 feet, yeah, it's not a perfect...
Oh, so you're going to send them to a whole different plane of existence?
It's,
and,
yeah.
And... Well, it just sounds like a bit of a needle in the haystack sort of situation, no?
Kinda. Yeah. But also, you know, dig up some dirt, do some real sleuthing. It's not a perfect plan.
I think that the spell is not the main... It's just when you think you've gotten close.
Back when we thought locate person was bigger, the spell was a bigger part. Equal to as big as we thought it was. And then once we realized it was small... It's now a smaller part, but important, which is why we have four scrolls.
Why? What do we need to find Adira?
I think she's trying to destroy the realms. They're in chaos right now, as opposed to balance.
No. Adira, no.
Roz, we've seen some shit. We just came back from Elysium, and it is very bad over there, and talking to Mr. Eckhart Dayhammer here. Have you met Roz?
No, I have not. It is by Rhaegar's unusual circumstance. What? It's great to meet you. Is that okay? Hi.
So we found out from him all this information about what's going on with the Circle of Seven, and basically, I mean, he has no reason to lie about this. He's one of the Circle of Seven, and he's saying that Adira's the one that's kind of causing a lot of our problems right now. And you know she's a wild card. I mean, like, she worked with devils all the time. So, isn't really, like, that much of a surprise that she would be doing something wacky?
How deep does this go?
How deep does it go?
Wow.
Have you followed the money?
Oh, that is usually my number one most important thing. But in this case, number one, follow Adira. Number two, follow the money.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a money trail yet. Frank, is there a money trail?
yeah, there's always a money trail.
Is there, in this case, though, is what I guess
well, did you turn in your receipts?
No, it's not us,
Toby,
it's them.
Toby, you know how he is. Okay. You said the word money and you, like, talk to him.
He just keeps saying yes.
And he's really excited about it.
He keeps saying yes when I'm asking questions.
I don't think that gods care about money very much, and this is the level that we're working on.
I think Asmodeus does, right?
Well, maybe Asmodeus does, but I don't think Pelor cares about money, and I don't think that Melora did. And,
no.
I don't think the
Wolf. She might care about money, but not
but
like Asmodeus,
only,
no.
Like, not for the money's sake, but maybe to fuck up something.
So true.
So.
Tiamat, she loves the money.
Yeah. It's dragons for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Shiny.
Yeah, shiny.
All that to say, I mean, I can understand why you're skeptical of this situation, but based on the information we have, we think this is the best course of action, and we're just asking if you would be our
eyes and ears.
Yes. Thank you, Toby. Toby's my mouth.
It feels like it's not a perfect plan, which so we want your spies to be safe, but it feels better than doing nothing is the thing, you know?
And maybe in addition to looking for Adira, they can go out and just kind of like check the lay of the land, see if things are, anything looks weird or out of place in these different places. Because, I mean, Elysium got all messed up, the Feywild got messed up, so it might be coming there next.
Yes, this is a good plan. I would like to talk to Adira and see what she has to say.
Right, because you know her, so you could really get some good info. Yes. And hey, maybe she knows something we don't know.
Yes. I mean, in my experience, the Arpers always usually have the best in mind for things.
Yeah. Eckhart.
Yes.
So you think that Bigby is such a powerful wizard.
Okay.
Do you think they would like to help us?
Bigby is already, he's doing his own thing. He's helping in his own ways.
His hands are full.
Well, one of my spies named Hugo brought up the 9th level spell called Gate. And, well, I don't know how to do Gate, but if there was a wizard of similar power as me or higher, they could cast Gate, and then we could just pull Adira to us right now.
I'm not familiar with this spell. Tell me of it. It sounds fascinating.
If one would cast a spell, you can speak the name of a specific creature. And that creature is on a plane other than one you are on. The portal opens in the named creature's immediate vicinity and draws the creature through it to the nearest unoccupied space on your side of the portal. I mean, you gain no special power over the creature, and it's free to do as the GM deems appropriate. I don't know what that means. It might leave, attack you, or help you. So,
that sounds like a very useful spell. I wish we had it.
Yeah, and you know, you're not going to find a caster that can cast a level 9 spell just anywhere. So, if we grinded, we got to level 18, I could cast it, but that's who has the time?
I mean, I don't think, I think we got to go with what's in front of us right now.
Yeah. I really wish I took that spell now, but at the time, it just didn't seem, you know.
You just never know.
You never know.
To prepare for all the different options.
You know.
You only do your best.
I only have so much time, you know.
So many hours in the day.
Damn.
Unless you do a spell to make there be more.
I was trying to look up information about Adira on the wiki, and she's not there, but we do have Adira's cat.
Okay.
Sure.
Fair enough.
Okay, cool, Roz. I think you know what we think is good, so I trust you and your people, right? Be safe. No reason to get into too much danger.
No worries about me. I will go and do what I can. I will send my little birds out. See what I can find.
I have a question for Aludra. This is Jayla. this is Nika drunk. not drunk. I'm not. Okay, why doesn't she think that Adira could be evil? I don't know. Call me crazy. I don't trust Roz.
Roz is being a little crazy because, like, Adira was definitely, like, not great before.
Right?
So I don't really know why.
Do we think that maybe she's in cahoots? Like, Roz has been gone for a while. Adira's been gone for a while. What if they have been taking the weekend to go smooch and now she's covering for Roz and is trying to make all of this shit happen?
Because I actually don't know why Roz would be surprised about Adira being bad. Like, she literally hung out with devils before. Like, she's definitely, you know, not 100% good. So maybe that's definitely something we need to consider in Roz going out and doing this reconnaissance for us.
Well, it's just to find her, not to fight her.
But I know. But still, but what if the information she's feeding us is not
wrong? What if she's like, oh, yeah, I totally know where Adira is. And then she's like, oh, Adira's not doing anything. I couldn't find her. Like,
we can
I
trust
Jayla
Roz.
Doesn't trust Roz.
Can we? We could send Eckhart with her.
No, we need that cart with us.
Damn it. Okay.
Oh, hey, I found her. She is in the abyss. Go ahead. Go there.
Is that true?
That was a joke. Guys, that was a joke.
Well,
that was me.
Little joke.
Well, I think we'll just have to evaluate. Well, you're talking to Eludra right now. You're not talking to... Sorry.
Oh, yeah. That was not Toby talking before. But.
I mean, I think we'll just... They'll have to just see how Roz is acting and, you know, take the information as they get it. Like,
is there someone, like, we could send with her that we trust?
I mean, can't we just, like, see if she's lying later?
I don't know. Maybe... I know I can't get over what she did to you guys, but I can't in good conscience send her out without someone else that we trust.
You know, I mean, I think she's changed a lot, and even if she's lying, I feel like we'll be able to get information, even if she's not telling the whole truth. I think we'll be able to suss it out, or at the very least, slip a spell, zone of truth, something. We can make it work.
Yeah, zone of truth.
Remember, you know, this is Tim Lanning. Roz has served faithfully for like 12 years. Roz,
this is Eludra talking Jayla down. Because Eludra's like,
she did still kill like the only family that Jayla has that like she remembers. And so she's like, I don't trust her ever. You killed. Well, okay.
Yeah, but they came back, right?
I guess Jayla was part in killing Harper. Damn, they're one and the same.
But Roz found Longcrier. Damn, isn't that true? Wow.
This is Eludra talking to Jayla now, because I think Eludra is not that worried about it. And she's just like being like, this is the situation. We'll deal with it if it happens.
Jayla gets paranoid about this.
Yeah. Like, no, they got this. And, you know, Toby and Rowan, like, they're smart cookies. Like, they know the deal. They've seen a bunch of shit.
You're right.
I'll give them a heads up, though, to like really like... Really dig into it when she comes back with the info.
I'm so glad that you're always there to center me and just keep my crazy calm.
It's okay. You know what? You just gotta hang on a little bit longer, and we're gonna go on a long adventuring weekend.
I can't wait.
Okay.
You guys just got out of a battle with like a dragon army, and like, I can't.
Jayla's like ready for it again. Like, let's go.
That's like foreplay.
Yeah, the bloodlust is up. Halbert's thirsty. Ooh.
So what are you guys, what's your next step?
I think the Tower of Grey crew is going towards the Shadowfell, right?
Shadowfell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roll, right?
So you're just trying to figure out how to get to the Shadowfell.
We have to find the long claw.
Long shadow.
Long shadow.
Yeah.
Yep, Josail, long shadow.
So whether if there's a teleportation scroll or... Our portal. I know that like Pillar's Hope has a teleportation network, but you know, how do we get to the Shadowfell? Damn.
I feel like Ashir or Dane would have like someone that could like, you know, help people go from realm to realm. She's a queen.
And she doesn't have like a realm mancer.
Yeah, does she have a realm mancer?
Or Eludra, right?
So true.
Wouldn't Eludra have someone?
So I mean, it's not like there's wizards of Toby's caliber just like hanging around. I mean, he's very powerful, right? And like, you know, you don't have just, it's not like there's just an endless supply of like super powerful wizards.
I'm sure in 1985 wizards are available in every corner drugstore.
I know that was a reference and I don't understand it.
It doesn't matter, somebody's got it. And to them I say, my man.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I don't know what to do. Just yell out, "Take me to the Shadowfell," and just stomp.
My ice cream. I mean, I can cast plane shift, but like, I don't know if that works, so I don't know where it is.
Only one way to find out.
We shifted to the wrong plane. Shit.
So you would need to get a tuning fork that's...
Yeah, tuned to the Shadowfell.
To the Shadowfell. So how would you go about... If you want to do that, how would you go about doing that?
How would we go about
getting that? On the dark web.
All right. So, or we could venture through the Underdark. That seems like it would take for goddamn ever. Let's see. Maybe someone...
Is there like a sketchy part of Pale Arms Hope that has shit like this?
A tuning fork attuned to the Shadowfell?
Yeah.
I love it. So,
like in Diagon Alley, but in Pale Arms Hope.
The players know that Tefaroth is a Shadar Kai, so he could help us.
Right. That classic lad we know and love, Tefaroth.
But there's no way for... Toby does not know that Tefaroth exists. And he does doubly so does not know, even if he heard the name, doesn't know that he'd be able to help.
But tell me about Jamova.
I get it. So that's a great question. How do you get to planes? I feel like this is something that just happens, you know.
You just end up there.
So here's what we can do. We can go to the astral plane, mm-hmm. and from the astral plane, you can find pools or whatever to take you to where you want to go. Yeah. So that just means that we could either A, travel through the Underdark, which might take
a long time. Right, and then we don't really have time to do that.
We could go to the astral plane, not really too sure where to go.
Is it
there.
Okay? You see, there's pools. Like, can you kind of like peer into them and be like, "That looks like a Shadowfell."
I'm not.
I know I brought this up before. I do remember this one. Is this literally just like Magician's Nephew, like jumping through pools situation?
That is my understanding, but it's not.
They're
that
like
easy.
Different colors, and you might not necessarily find the one
right.
that okay. you want right.
to
go.
So it's
to.
Not like you can kind of like duck your head down like, and be like, "Yep, this yeah. is the one."
Do you have the plane shift spell?
I do.
So we could just take 8 willing creatures to the Shadowfell.
But the issue is that I don't have anything attuned to the Shadowfell because you need like a tuning forks, as the joke we've been saying, in order to shift planes to places.
How do you get a tuning fork? You got to post on your Paylor's list and be like looking for a tuning fork to the Shadowfell.
We could do a rousing scene where Toby goes to the library and tries to research where he could find an attuned thing.
Oh, brum, yes, brum. Please. The longer,
yeah,
the better.
Yeah, please. Brum, can we do a library montage, please? Brum, brum. Rowan takes a nap. She puts a book montage. On her face.
Dewey Decimal.
Yeah, you know, I could go to the local White Spire and talk to the various folks and just really... burn the night oils on both ends, even.
All these nerds.
Yeah.
Toby's gotta go talk to his fellow nerds.
Yeah, there's probably an easier way to do this, but I don't know.
So why don't you guys mm-hmm, have a fun mm-hmm. thing where you split up and you go and do stuff. What would Rowan do with her night off now that Toby's off researching?
Rowan's gonna have a fun time sister night with Ashiara Dane.
Asha Yardane is very excited to be back with her son. Mm-hmm. She would be like, Rowan.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
So you are in Elysium?
Yeah. We were in Elysium. Mm-hmm.
Tom keeps saying that he saw Titus Harper, my husband, who I refer to as Titus.
Tidy. Yeah, he was there. He was. It was, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty emotional. I think it was really good for Tom to get to see him again and, get to spend some time with him because, the whole thing went down was pretty sudden and bad. But now he's kind of become part of Pelor, I think. So, I don't know. Elysium's a weird place, man. I don't like completely understand how all that works.
Did he say anything about me?
Yes, he said... You.
Roll deception.
He mentioned her. I'm just kidding. No. He told Tom that he was in good hands with you, and that you were the most beautiful and wonderful woman. And he said, and he told me to tell you that he loved you. Now this is a deception. Right here, because he did not say this.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Maybe he did. He did. He didn't say it with his mouth, but he said it with his eyes and his heart.
And then he said it with his mouth.
Oh, thank you, little sister. It means a lot to me.
Oh. She gives her a big hug, and then she, kind of pushes her back and is like, do you know what we need? Do you remember that court jester, Jumbles? Is he still around here?
Of course he is.
Hell
Jumbles.
Yes. Jumbles. I'm going to need a gallon of rosé, and I'm going to need a Jumbles. And he's got to come here in ASAP.
I need a Jumbles.
Jumbles, bring the juggling supplies.
I think that Tom should be here too. I think... that it'll be good for him to get to, see a more relaxed side of you. You know, it's been so hard. You had to be the queen, and you've got all these children, and you have to be strong all the time, but I think it'd mean a lot to Tom to see you laugh, and just really laugh at old Jumbles falling on his butt over and over again.
I think we'll fade out as Jumbles.
I know, play-by-play of Jumbles.
As Jumbles comes in, I imagine he's got a big belly, and he's maybe like a tiny, tiny vest.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
And he's probably, juggling bottles of rosé.
Uh huh. And then making them squirt out into our mouths, and even a little bit in Tom's mouth. It's okay, though.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. what would Lonnie do with her time?
I feel like she'd probably hang out with Scud.
What would Scud and Lonnie do with their free time?
Around the town.
Scud, I feel, would be hunting for a skeleton fight club of some sort.
Yes.
checking the basements of seedy bars. And
can Lonnie run around to every seedy bar basement and find it so that it saves the time, mm-hmm. so that they have more skeletal fight club time?
Sure. Roll. What could Lonnie roll?
Fast.
A dex?
Some sort of investigate or perception?
Don't make me do something that's bad, Michael. Hold on, let me check. I could do an acrobatics, an insight, a perception.
Ooh. Let's do perception.
Okay. I would like to percept all of the fight clubs.
She's going to look them up on Yelp.
Shit.
I know which is the best one.
I just threw my dice across the room.
It's Pelp. Palor's Hope, Yelp.
Wouldn't that be Felp?
What do you Felp. Think, what does do you think Yelp stands for?
Palor's Hope, Yelp.
No, our world, Yelp. Earth, Yelp.
Yo, everybody, love places.
Okay, I got a 22 perception.
So, you find out that skeleton fight clubs definitely don't exist.
Excuse me?
Okay.
But
a garbage town.
There is like a creature fight club where, you know, wizards and their familiars and other various creatures that they take control of duke it out in the basement of Gritty's Tavern.
Yes.
Yes. Gritty's?
Yes.
Is that with an apostrophe S or is it Gritty's plural?
Apostrophe S.
Okay.
I do love the concept of a lot of Gritty's, though. That's good.
It's good. I'm sorry to say I didn't find any skeletal fight clubs, but I did find this thing where all these wizards are taking these creatures and they're making them fight. And you're kind of like a wizard because you can do magic and I only know that.
I am a wizard.
You are a wizard?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fucking wizard, Scud. Okay, well, you're a wizard, so let's take your creatures and let's go make them fight.
Let's do it. I'll make a bone cage.
Do you think we could get some cool pins from this?
Pins?
Yeah, like maybe we could make a pin of each creature that we, or that your skeletons defeated, and then you could have like badges that would show that you've won and that you're the best out of all the skeleton handlers.
This sounds like a great idea, and each badge will let my skeletons use new moves.
Yes!
I'm so excited we could do this together, and I think that we're just going to be real great friends. I can't wait to help your skeletons fight. Can I cut their orbital bones so that they don't bruise? Well, shit, they wouldn't bruise, would they? But I still want to do it.
It's okay, Lonnie. I like where your head's at.
I'm real gung-ho.
Is there a basement door that we have to go through? Is it like a in all the prep that you've done for this thing that you didn't know I was going to ask for?
So Gritty, you go to Gritty's is in the worst part of town.
Right.
It is in the rumbliest, tumbliest part of town. And it is the worst bar on the worst street of the worst part of town.
What street is it?
It was a really gross tree.
Locust?
That's, yes, whatever you just said.
Locust Street?
A black locust tree?
Black locust tree. Is that a kind of a tree? That sounds awesome.
A locust tree.
It is. They have the thorns in them. And a fun fact, if a thorn gets stuck in your foot, it can't be seen by an x-ray. So you have to take it out yourself.
Yikes. Yeah. So you go to Black Locust Tree Road, Gritty's Tavern.
Okay.
Wouldn't Jayla be able to... No, she wouldn't.
Jayla could find an underground murder club, probably.
Oh, Jayla is no longer friends with the Raven Queen. So that's
not gonna work. No. They had a falling out. Jayla likes to yell at her gods.
And can we just get in, or do we...
So you open the door of the tavern, and someone tries to punch Lonnie in the face.
How many? Just one?
Just one person. There's a little bit of a tussle going on.
I just want to get really into it real fast. Can I just, like, roundhouse kick him?
Yeah, he missed wildly. I rolled a 7, so...
Can I roundhouse kick him, but instead of kicking him, I caress the side of his foot ever so gently with my toes?
The side of his face with your toes?
Yeah.
Just tickle him.
Sure.
And then I put my big toe over his lips like
shh. You want to like roll an intimidation?
It's horrible.
I have a +0 to that. I don't know that I want to roll it, but I will.
I'll just roll an attack.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a 15 and then my two attack. Oh, it's a +11. So a 26.
All right. So you shush him with your toe, and he's like, sorry, lady. I didn't realize. I thought you were my friend, Rudy, and we are screwing each other by punching each other in the face.
Well, we could be friends. You want me to punch you in the face?
I mean, yeah, sure.
This is getting weird. Do it, though.
You punch him in the face, and he buys you guys a round of ales.
Nice. For my skeletons, too?
Yeah, but just kind of...
I mean, we all know what happens, but it's just polite.
But sure, yeah, of course. after making friends, you're ushered down into the basement fight club.
Right.
And how do you think Scud would do?
Well, he wins.
Man, that is, I love that word picture you're painting. What is he fighting?
So I'm gonna say that is this all up to me?
Yeah, sure.
You're not gonna say no?
I mean, I don't know. Well, that's what editors are for, I guess.
Cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, like, he, you know, his match is against a giant, like, kind of like a rock, like fire golem, like really tall dude.
Hmm.
Scud's bones form, not Scud's bones, but like the bones that he owns, you know, like not his, but they form like kind of like a mech suit of bones.
Oh, nice.
Around him.
Whoa.
You know, and he's gonna, and he's just gonna take this big molten magma rock monster blow for blow.
So like Scud's actually in there duking it out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
I love this Pacific Rim fan fiction that we've got going right
well,
now.
Well, if I know, this is a little different. I don't need a second necromancer in there with me
I'm sorry. But, this is Evangelion fan fiction.
Yeah. This is Escaflowne.
This is, oh, fuck yes. The bones have a dragon's heart in them.
It's, you know, maybe it looks like he's on the ropes for a minute, but then he... you know, at the last second, he's kind of got his back to the wall, and he thrusts forward, and both of his bone fists pop off of the joints.
Whoa!
And then fly forward like a Batman toy, kind of. You know, the one where Batman's fists fly off his arms.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And they hit they hit this thing in the face, and it shatters. And
nice. So you beat this magma monster. And you're getting up afterwards, and you win a lot of money. your skeletons reform into proper skeletons,
right?
And what is Scud wearing? He's got like a
well, see, that's the thing, is
bathrobe on, right?
Well, he does, but the bathrobe gets in the way of the mech mech joints, so he does have to be fully naked. In order to pilot this thing, it's
is
very
like
difficult.
A loincloth, little undies.
I don't have time to get into all the reasons why. Some of them are functional, some of them are just preference. But he does have to be fully nude.
All right.
So you're putting your bathrobe back on,
mm-hmm.
And another figure walks out into the light, and he goes, "That's pretty impressive." He's actually also wearing a bathrobe and has an equally ridiculous haircut. And he goes, "But I'd like to see you actually battle my skeletons."
Do I know this person?
I roll a history check.
Nat 20.
No, really?
Really?
This is the Barry, the greatest skeleton trainer in all of the realms.
Self-proclaimed or actual?
Actual.
Shit.
Did you say Barry?
Barry, yes.
Yeah, okay.
You're on. Show me what you got. But I'm clearly, like, super nervous. Not quite prepared.
Can I hype up Scud? Just give him, like, moral support?
Absolutely. I think this would be, like, just a really, really drawn-out battle.
How many skeletons does he have?
He also has 3 skeletons.
Okay, perfect. I like those odds.
And it would seem like there'd be one bit where it seems like Scud might actually pull it out, but in the end, Barry's supreme experience ends up toppling Scud and his skeletons. And he's like, "Nice try, rookie. I'll see you around." And then he storms off.
Damn you! I wasn't strong enough.
I think that's where we'll end that one. What is what's old Toblerone doing in the library?
Toby has found.
He's doing research furiously.
Extensive googling. that there are sometimes just the way that You can slip into the Feywild based on, let's say, a magical forest. The Shadowfell is sort of the same basic idea. I don't know if any of the books I read are like, oh yeah, just go to fucking Arkansas's in the basement. They got a portal Shadowfell. Also, Toby has found referenced items that could help, like wondrous items. The cubic gate item, you know, it is something that will surely work. Not too sure, Michael, what you're willing to allow with that. Meaning, this is a wondrous item, and you know, who knows where it is, all that good shit. He's really been hunkering down, and he knows that he could just walk there through the Underdark, because they, you know, that's like the most consistent way. Besides that, Michael, you tell me, because I don't entirely understand how the Shadowfell works in this setting.
Dude, give me like a researchy kind of role.
Like,
sort of intelligence.
Do you want to do like an investigation check?
Investigation would be perfect. Or Arcana, you can do that too.
Yeah. I don't know where my good dice is. Oh, no, God.
The green one.
I have advantage.
Just use your spin down counter.
Put a little back there. I got a 27.
Okay, so the best lead that you come up with, there's probably, you can probably skin this cat a few different ways.
I would never do that.
That's a really gross thing. So the best lead you come up with is there is a rumor that there's a small sect of worshippers of Torog.
Okay.
A little bit outside of town.
Okay.
And it would be possible that, you know, in communing with their god, they might have stuff that's attuned to the Shadowfell.
I love that. Theoretically, would finding like a temple to the Raven Queen also help?
Yeah, but that's kind of overshooting it a little bit.
Okay. So Toby, after a long study with the best libraries, discovers this. Would you call it a cult of Torek?
You would call it a cult.
Gotcha.
It's actually an old abandoned prison from the outskirts of town.
Spooky. And this never had the time to drive him off, because who has the time anymore?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm pulling a real Matthew Morris. I do have a question. Would a dagger from the Raven Queen be attuned to the Shadowfell?
Gotta assume so.
Would Toby know that Jayla has one of those?
Nope.
Is pretty secret.
Okay.
Beans!
But Jayla knows that we're trying to get to the Shadowfell, because it's like something we've been talking about for a while.
What is the actual thing that you need? Is it just any item that's attuned to the...
No.
I think it's literally a tuning part,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's apparently, it's my Googling, it's been like an ongoing sort of like almost joke for it. But, you know, it almost implies that if you spend 50 days working on it, you could come up with a new one. That's an option I didn't read because I didn't want to wait for 50 days.
Yeah, that's too long.
I think the argument could be made if you had something already attuned to the place you're going that was like extremely that, not like, oh, you got a helm of Elysium, but no, it's like, this is, it carries the magic of blah blah blah. Maybe you could argue that, but
yeah, it literally says a forked metal rod worth at least 250 gold pieces.
It's a very specific spell.
It's very specific. I don't think it's supposed to be easy to
that makes sense,
get around.
It's not easy to go to other planes, as silly as it sounds, unless the DM wants you to. Mm-hmm. So if the DM wants you to go to the reign of or the realm of fire, but you want to go to the Shadowfell, that's not as easy. It's doable, but it's not easy. Getting to the astral plane is not that hard, comparatively, and you can get anywhere from the astral plane, but that is kind of like a chaotic move, as what happened the other day when we went there. We were attacked by a giant like crab creature or whatever. Mm. So it's not safe either. There's like pirates and stuff like that.
So I mean, I do think that is a really smart pull though. So I bet maybe if Toby spent a little bit of time, he could probably get something from Jayla that would, you know, could be worked into this forked metal rod.
Yeah, so does Jayla, like, come up to Toby while he's in the library arguing with a fellow wizard or maybe a cleric?
Of course. If there's anything that she has that she knows would help, she would definitely want to go and find Toby.
Let's say that she has, like, a metal comb or something like that.
Could it be, like, a hair comb that has a raven on it?
Oh.
And then, like, Toby could potentially...
Does he have to take it forever?
I think he would have to rework it to be
like, break it down to its component point. Parts.
This is like Jayla's like moving forward to sacrifice. Like a new part of her life. Like she's
symbolism.
Really leaving it behind.
Yeah,
you know?
And now you could become, you know, the adherent of Torog, the god of jails.
The Golar.
The Golar.
I don't know. I gotta find a new one. Jayla will come in to find Toby and be like, Toby, I think I might have something that can help you guys out.
Not now. We're really close. I'm sorry.
You're not going to find something like that here.
I will. You know what? I do need a break.
That book's been missing for 3 weeks. And...
Well, then find it. Find it. It's so simple.
Toby, hold on. Let me help you. Do you want something that's from the Shadowfell plane?
Well, I don't think that would immediately solve our problems. What are you offering?
Well, I have this comb from the Raven Queen, and it's from the Shadow.
It's from the Raven Queen herself?
Yeah. We were pretty tight for a while.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that...
Wowie. I kind of assumed she, like, melted all of the fun stuff.
Well, she definitely took the funnest thing, but... I kept this, and I think that it would be more good helping you guys than it is just being a hair decoration.
Oh, way more good.
Well, I'm sorry for snapping at you. I'm sorry. I've been up for 5 hours today, and the past couple of weeks I've usually only been awake for 2 hours, and I was really cranky.
I get it. You gotta have your sleep. You're not performing at your best, and how can anyone expect you to be your best if you're sleep deprived?
I sleep so much now to use my spells, and it's taken a lot out of me in a weird way. My bones hurt in a way I don't entirely like, but I'm sorry. Yes,
are you growing?
If you're willing to get rid of what do you say? This comb? Is that what you said it was?
Yeah, I mean, if you think it will help,
I cast Detect Magic on it to, you know, really give the suck on figuring out what type of magics are emanating off of it. I don't know why I rolled a 13. I don't think that's how it works, but I did. I did roll for you, Michael.
Thanks.
And I don't know. What, it's Detect with a D.
I mean, it probably has, like, necromantic magic.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, wow, this truly is powerful. Does it have any, let me study it. I think we could do something with this. Thank you, Jayla, and he gives you a big old hug.
Oh, she picks him up and hugs him right into her bosom. Not in, like, a sexual way, but just as, like, a...
I love you, Toby.
Kind of way.
Oh, Jayla, I miss you so much. It's so good to see you.
Same, Toby.
Yeah, it's been so cussin' hectic recently, what with, well, the realms ending and Adira trying to kill us all, I guess.
You know, I think everything will work itself out. We got through the demon apocalypse. What's some gods missing?
That's extremely different. But yeah, I guess you're right. I'll try to be positive. Thank you. But I'm kind of excited to get back to work on this. That's okay.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Go ahead. I thought that I would just pop by on this little moment that you were having just to give you this little thing that might be helpful, and then I'll duck right out.
Well, thank you. I also thought I was going to get in a fist fight with that jerk right there. So you really helped me out. You saved me in three different ways.
Do you want me to kill him?
No!
Okay.
Jayla, why? Golly. Beans.
I don't know. You say the word, Toby. It's done. Anything for you, sweet baby.
Hey, you know what? And he hands you a Garl Gold. Garl the Gold. Glitter Gold. Garl Glitter Gold.
What? I was trying to sort you say.
Garl Glitter Gold. Chick Tract. Like, hey, I know you need a new god, so maybe think about, you know, the gnome god of, you know, trickery or whatever, I forget
treats.
Which. Treats. Yum, yum.
The other guy is slowly backing out of the room, by the way, looking very nervous.
Are they cool with killing?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll look into it. Thanks, Toby.
Yeah, okay.
And then Jayla just backs out of the room.
Where'd you go? Get back here!
He's gonna kill that guy.
I need assistance!
Can Jayla leave him with, like, I don't know, I want something weird. Like a sweet little teddy bear that's purple in Toby's pocket. And that's all that Jayla leaves
there. It's a troll doll. Yeah,
with the purple hair and the
and a jewel
star tummy.
I mean, I'll cherish this forever.
I love this troll doll.
I get to fucking work. You know what I'm saying? I get out a forked piece of metal that I'm very clear has to cost 250 gold. Like, this isn't worth 250 gold. Like, sell it to me for 250 gold. All right. You know, it's I can cast shadow magic, which is not the quite the same vibe. But since I do it constantly, I'm hoping that I have a somewhat more than tenuous grasp on how this works. And, you know, I get all the White Spire to do it. I get various smart people that are just in and around Paler's Hope. You know, really fucking pouring over this bad boy. We got chalkboards with, you know, all sorts of bullshit drawn on them to try to figure it out. And then in the very middle of the chalkboard, it just says Shadowfell, ?? And then a circle around that. And yeah.
Nice. Well, I think you will give me just throw me a roll. How about?
Do you just want me to roll D20? Not modify it? Do you want me to roll an arcana? Do you want me to...
You roll me an arcana.
For you, anything. 24.
So you successfully create the material component for this spell that you need.
Yay. How long does it take me?
You're up for a full 24 hours.
Michael!
Oh my god, Toby's gonna die!
I'm gonna roll a D4 to see my exhaustion.
And then he does a sleep stream afterwards.
I have 3 levels of exhaustion. I feel bad. Staying up for more than 5 hours? Yuck.
So you all are ready to go if you want to. Are you gonna go right to the Shadowfell? Or are you gonna...
We should do that. It's been long.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's about time.
Well... Okay, I think we would probably stock up on supplies, mm-hmm. which is just my way of asterisk of being like, yo,
we did it.
I don't know what I'm going to need, and I don't want to spend the last few moments of our... I probably should also sleep, because I don't want to stay up all 24 hours.
As long as Toby stayed up, and maybe his entire life.
Should have brought that Paler's Hope, that Paler's bed with you.
Damn, I wish I had Paler's bed with me. Fuck. I'd probably take a short rest, like, try to take an hour or two of a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
So you do that. Everyone's ready to go. You're fully prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And you wish Tom and Jayla and Aludra goodbye. Eckhart Dayhammer is coming with you if you will let him.
Yes,
absolutely.
Why would we not?
You'd be happy to have him.
As well as, of course, Frank.
Gladly have him. Gladly have him.
You got to.
And you guys shift planes.
Like, I'm not too sure if this is going to work, so I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Our bodies are going to be torn apart and our souls sheared from our minds.
Yeah.
What if everyone's soul went into a different person's body?
Freaky Friday.
Oh. I lean over to Rowan, like...
I'm Jamie Lee Curtis.
I lean to Rowan, don't be mad if you're when you're dying. I think I got you, don't worry about it. All right, let's go.
Okay.
and I wave it and we go.
So you transport, you plane shift, you enter the Shadowfell, and you can't believe what you see.
What do we see, though?
Next time.
You're a monster, Michael.
Junks and Dragons podcast.
How dare you?
I dare. Hey, Bachman. Do you want to read some feedback for us?
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. I'm glad you thought of it. Another great Geekly Inc. podcast, says Claire and Luna from the UK. after listening to my partner babble on about some Drunks and Dragons podcast for what seems like many years, I thought I would finally see what it was all about. And boy, am I hooked. As a
D&D virgin,
I have started way back at the beginning and only on episode 7, but I love it. Call me Darkblade, who can say no to a bit of geekly ink? Pithy, perverse, peculiar, preposterous, and amazing, says Zeru from the USA. Taking way too long to think of a name from the USA, says, that's so good. Amazing cast, I'm currently on episode 214. This podcast has been keeping me sane while getting through
med school.
So thank you guys. Seriously, my dog is also a big fan. His name is
Sam
the
Eagle.
He also goes by
Samilton,
like Carlton. Review of Shame says Leroy Jenkins from the USA. After about a year of listening, I am now on episode 265. Now Tim can't shame me for waiting until the current episode to review.
7777777777777777 open parentheses, close parentheses, open parentheses, close parentheses.
I totally know what that means now. Ella Kate 555 from Australia says the bed podcast ever. This podcast is the bed thing I ever come across, and dealing with anxiety and depression, this podcast make it easier. This podcast is the most amazing, exiting, and funniest podcast ever. Thank you for a great podcast, and hope this lasts a long, long time. Smiley face.
We will never stop.
We will never,
till we're dead.
Never stop.
Never stop.
Can't make us. Ethan Robinson from the USA says a podcast with a dark past, as
Jennifer Cheek
has said about both
Junpei
and
Tom the Dragonborn.
Long before
Harper
was around, this podcast has a dark past. Starting a podcast this long is daunting, but it is possible to burn through them in a
month.
But if that burn is approximately
8 hours
a day. But really, if you like happiness and or joy, listen to this podcast.
That's nice. Thanks.
My favorite D&D podcast. And sadly, I listen to several. Says D&D is better from USA. Don't listen to the players when they advise you to start at the current story arc started. Episode 1. While the humor, story, and obvious love the players have for each other makes this podcast well worth listening to, it's the charm of listening to these guys learn how to play D&D that makes this podcast the best.
We're so charming.
We're very charming.
Thanks, friends.
Our ignorance is charming.
We're dumb as hell.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, no problem.
Tim's still reading about the Shadowfell. He's still researching. He won't stop.
I want to figure this out.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast. I'm personally at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Landing, researching the Shadowfell.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the worst I've ever been. At the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished finally getting to the Shadowfell, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was by Sirenscape. Check it out and enhance your gaming experience. Sirenscape.com. The songs There Is Romance, Pippin the Hunchback, Impact Prelude, Summon the Rock, The Lift, Adventure Meme, All This, and Evening Fall, Harp, are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.